What's going on there, and is it possible for the Patriots and Deion Branch to remain part of the family?
I think it's possible. I think Deion Branch understands that, you know, he's going to continue to have a prosperous career if he can continue to be linked to Tom Brady. I think he also believes that if he were to go to maybe a team like Seattle, where they have a system, coaching, head coach, and Mike Holmgren already in place, that he could put up even bigger numbers on an annual basis than maybe than what he's doing in New England, where they really don't emphasize one guy. They emphasize the whole deal. So here's the situation. I just believe that really the Patriots have to step up to the forefront because it's clear. They asked him to go out and seek a trade, saying basically if you can go out and show us that you're worth the money you're saying, if you can find someone else that's willing to pay that, then we're willing to negotiate fairly. I think clearly Drew Rosenhaus, the agent, I should say, it's not Drew Rosenhaus, the agent for Deion Branch has clearly demonstrated his value. Other teams want him. They want to pay the kind of money that Deion Branch wants, and now the Patriots has kind of pretty much just said, you know what, we're not going to negotiate, and we're not going to pay you what the other teams want. In fact, we're not going to even trade you. So I think that's why the special masters needs to be brought in, so that they can do what's fair and equitable, not for just for Deion Branch, but what's fair and equitable for the Patriots as well. It at least will allow this thing to move on and move out of that position of neutral.